Call the roll.
Hernandez.
Here.
Hernandez here. Nguyen.
Here.
Nguyen here. Atkins.
Here.
Atkins here. Leyva. Mitchell. Monning.
Here.
Monning here. Newman.
Here.
Newman here. Nielsen. Roth.
Quorum has been established. We have one item of business today, and that is SR 26, Hernandez and De Leon, relative to the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. And we'll go ahead and turn the gavel over to the vice chair.
Chairman Hernandez will be presenting SR 26.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Like many of us here in this room, as you all know, I've worked my entire professional and public career to expand access to health care for all Californians. As a matter of fact, that was one of the reasons why I ran for public office. And I firmly believe that health care is a right and not a privilege. Next to my family, my work to ensure coverage for health care is one of my proudest accomplishments that I've done here in the California State Legislature. We have worked for the last 7 years in this state to implement the Affordable Care Act in a way that consumers have the most meaningful coverage and protections in the healthcare marketplace. There is no way that I can sit idle while legislators, which are more than 2,000 miles away, push through an irresponsible policy in late-night hearings that will jeopardize the health of millions of Californians without voicing my strong opinion. This is the reason why I've introduced SR 26. This urges a deliberative and thoughtful approach while keeping the promise the president made to make healthcare more affordable and higher quality without any Americans losing coverage. And let me repeat that, without any Americans losing coverage. The Congressional Budget Office published, let me just state that it just came out, I believe, today, its analysis on the GOP's American Health Care Act today, and it predicts that millions would lose coverage under the GOP health plan specifically, and I'm just gonna state two statistics. 14 million people will lose coverage by 2018, and 24 million will lose coverage by 2026. And this is unheard of, and I think this is the worst thing that could ever happen in our healthcare system. And with that, members, I respectfully ask for an aye vote. I have individuals that are here that like to speak in support of the resolution.
Good afternoon, Ms. Vice Chair and members. My name is Mary June Flores, and on behalf of Health Access California, the statewide healthcare consumer advocacy coalition, we strongly support Senate Resolution 26. Thanks to California's robust implementation of the Affordable Care Act, we have reduced our uninsured rate by more than half, from 17% to 7%, the biggest drop of any state in the nation. The House Republican proposal called the American Health Care Act would repeal much of the ACA and cause millions of Californians to lose their health coverage, cut billions of federal dollars for the state's health system, and lead to increased health care costs for everyone. As the author mentioned, the CBO 30 minutes ago released its score on the AHCA, which is the Republican proposal, and including to the millions of Americans that will lose their coverage in 10 years at 24 million, it would also increase the average premium rates in the individual market by 15 to 20%. The proposal would, among other things, also do the following. It would give tax breaks to the affluent, the healthcare industry, and even health insurance company executives, all of which are paid for by cutting care and coverage to low and moderate income consumers. SR 26 would reaffirm our state's commitment to preserving and protecting the gains we have made and oppose any repeal measures that would reverse our state's progress towards providing quality, affordable health care for all Californians. And for these reasons, we strongly support SR 26. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Madam Vice Chair and members. I'm Jen Flory with the Western Center on Law and Poverty. Western Center partnered with the legislature early in the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, and we sponsored some of those early bills. As a result of our implementation of the Affordable Care Act, in 2014, Medi-Cal was expanded to allow adults from age 19 to 65 earning less than 130% of the federal poverty level who were not otherwise linked to the Medi-Cal program either through disability or a qualifying child to access coverage. As a result of that expansion, we have seen the rate of uninsurance among adults under 138% of the federal poverty level drop from 36.5% in 2012 to 19.2% in 2015. No other income level saw such dramatic drops in uninsurance rates because at no other income level did people so desperately need access to health coverage. The recent House proposal, the American Health Care Act, would reverse these gains made in access to health care for low-income Californians. The proposal reduces the federal reimbursement rate for the Medi-Cal expansion population, making it near impossible for California to uphold its commitment to cover this population. The proposal ends the guarantee of federal matching funds for the Medi-Cal program through a per capita cap. The proposal puts additional barriers to Medi-Cal coverage, such as adding additional renewal periods, withholding services prior to the verification of immigration and citizenship documents, denying payments for older medical bills, and eliminating easier access points to the program through simplified applications submitted at hospitals. These proposals would take billions of dollars out of the Medi-Cal program while simultaneously increasing the cost of administering the program. And the CBO report that was just released half an hour ago also found that most of the increase in uninsurance is from changes to the Medicaid program, which means, again, it is low-income people that would bear the brunt. Low-income Californians cannot afford the AHCA and need the protections of the ACA. For these reasons, we strongly support SR 26. Thank you.
Madam Vice Chair and members, I'm Gary Passmore, speaking on behalf of the Congress of California Seniors, an organization celebrating its 40th anniversary this year in providing advocacy and service to older Californians. I vividly recall 7 years ago, very close to this time on the calendar, in fact, that many of us in this room got together to celebrate one of the great achievements of these past several decades, the passage of the Affordable Care Act by the Congress. We in California had spent years looking at this under our former governor in a slightly different model that would have depended upon California law. And then through the years of developing the Affordable Care Act and then here in California implementing it, and I might note doing an outstanding job of implementing it as shown by the fact that California is recognized more than any other state as having worked hard to implement the provisions, take advantage of every opportunity that was made available to a state to use the ACA to provide better access and access to many millions of people who lacked insurance coverage. I think it's fair to say that the Affordable Care Act demonstrated our very strong sense of community in California. Demonstrated our values, California values, and we should take a great deal of pride in the work that we've accomplished thus far. We've taken greater advantage of the opportunities allowed under the Affordable Care Act than virtually any other state, and that we showed that California's values are very strong. By promoting this resolution today, I think we show that California is still committed and our values are still strong. Even as we struggle to stop a drive to strip our gains, basically in order to give the richest Americans $600 billion in tax cuts at the expense of people who need health care and either cannot afford it or can't find it. So, California seniors, thank you for the work that we've done, for our years of work together to make this a healthier state, but also a fairer state. This is far more important to us than the number of bands in age ratings that, as they're now proposed in this new health care proposal, will actually hurt seniors, and we recognize it and we're troubled by it. It's more important to us than the debate between providing subsidies to people who need them, low-income people, or tax credits. It's not just about saving Planned Parenthood. SR 26, we believe, is about who we are in California. It is about the kind of society that we choose to create for ourselves, and it is about our principles and the values they reflect. We urge you to support this resolution and get it through the Senate and get it to Washington as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other, any additional support? Please give your name, affiliation, and the position, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Michelle Cabrera on behalf of the Service Employees International Union. We are proud to support SR 26. As you've heard, we would like to align ourselves with the comments of Health Access Western Center as well as the California Congress of Seniors. Also want to note that children will be disproportionately impacted under this proposal. People with disabilities and women, and we cannot afford this. The state budget will be squeezed to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. There is no priority in the state of California that won't be impacted should this proposal move forward. And in addition, for those of us who care deeply about healthcare coverage and access, it will make the journey to achieving healthcare for all that much more difficult to achieve, and for those reasons, we strongly support this resolution. Thank you.
Kimberly Chen with the California Pan-Ethnic Health Network in support. The ACA expanded coverage and access to millions of Californians, many of which are communities of color and limited English proficient individuals who've got coverage for the very first time. We support this resolution.
Thank you.
Josefina Ramirez-Natsuna with Children Now. This resolution, strongly supporting it. The American Health Care Act would seriously harm kids, and we're here to advocate for kids.
Thank you.
Madam Vice Chair, members, Sarah Flox, California Labor Federation, in strong support. Thank you. Thank you.
Amanda Wallner with the California LGBT Health and Human Services Network, in strong support.
Kimberly Velasquez with Equality California, in support.
Tim Gammer with SEIU Local 1000. With over 96,000 public employees across the state, we support.
Madam Chair and members, Gregory Kramer on behalf of Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California. We'd like to thank the author for this resolution. We align ourselves with the comments made by Health Access, but as you know, Planned Parenthood is on the chopping block as part of the ACA overhaul, and so we are a safety net provider. We provide services to all folks, but especially women. And by sending folks off of the ACA, they go to safety net providers like us. But if they wanted to fund us, they'll end up in emergency rooms or with no coverage. So we urge your support. Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Fred Main on behalf of CalPACE, the 11 programs for the all-inclusive care for the elderly, in support of the resolution.
And revolution. Jody Hicks on behalf of the California Academy of Family Physicians, in support for all the reasons stated and access to health care being a priority to the family physicians. Thank you.
Noe Paramo on behalf of California Rural Legal Assistance Foundation and the Having Our Say Coalition stand in support of the resolution. And to add, in the San Joaquin Valley, where many are our residents in these counties, 46 to 51% are on Medi-Cal. Through the expanded program, we need to continue that support and get people their health care and health access they need. Thank you.
Madam Chair, members, Dennis Cuevas Romero with the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, in strong support of the resolution to require affordable and accessible health care for all. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Roxanne Gould with the American Nurses Association of California. We're in strong support of the resolution and revolution.
Thank you. Any opposition? Seeing no opposition, members, any questions?
Move the resolution.
There's a motion, but
thank you, Madam Vice Chair. I just wanted to thank the author for bringing it forward, Senator Hernandez. I'm sure many of you feel the way I do, that I can't believe I'm seeing this in my lifetime, that we have made so many strides forward, and I've spent most of my adult life advocating and fighting for affordable health care, and to think that we got someplace and so many people, 20 million to be exact, had access to affordable health care, and now to see that taken away is just sad and shocking. But, you know, let the revolution begin.
Senator Money.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also want to thank the author and the advocates here today. I just wanted to review quickly. It's my understanding that the essential health benefits that were a feature of the Affordable Care Act and implemented in California, which create minimal standards that any health plan on the market has to offer, that is eliminated in the administration proposal?
I think it's eliminated effectively by the provision that we would be able to purchase insurance from any state. So it would dramatically undermine the good work, the work that you were involved in, to try to create a package of essential benefits that would stand in state law, which protects Californians, but it could well undermine the benefits available to other state residents.
Thank you. I may want to follow up on that as well, and it would affect only in the Medi-Cal population,
right,
for the 10
That's
essential
right.
health benefits.
Thank you. And it's also my understanding that another feature of the proposal is to eliminate $4 billion in funding for prevention and health education.
That is correct as well.
And I believe California receives about $390 million of that allocation. Any sense of how that's going to adversely impact community health in California?
I mean, obviously, it's going to have a tremendous effect because these are individuals that need, that have the greatest need, that are going, won't have access to that particular services and care, so it's going to be devastating.
Thank you. And again, I appreciate your bringing this forward. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any further questions? There's a motion by Senator Mitchell. Please call for the vote. Oh, I'm sorry. The motion is to be adopted. Order to third reading.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Wynn. Adkins.
Aye.
Adkins, aye. Leyva. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Seven zero.
We'll keep the roll open.
We're just waiting for Nielsen.
Yeah, he's coming. He's coming down right now.
We will place that bill on call.
Thank you.
We're going to lift the call for the one item. Call the absent members, please.
Nguyen? Nielsen?
No.
Nielsen, no.
Current vote count is 7-1. That bill is out. We are now adjourned.